Ralph Winterroad with the Ralph Winterroad Show from Alaska, the Truth Seeker, the land of the far north. And I want to, from the bottom of my heart, to thank all of you loyal taxpayers in the lower 48 that have been contributing. Ted Stevens done well, our Senator Ted Stevens. It made the paper today, and I guess I just was just looking in there now. They have a, maybe people are aware of that, but they have a earmark for the federales when they put all of these bunnies out to their little special areas that never see the light of day. They're just attached, hidden in behind certain bills. And Ted Stevens has done very well. We rank number one for the amount of money per person in Alaska. $1,064 for every person was brought into Alaska, for a total of $705 million. California ranked number one at $1.7 billion, but they got a lot of nuts and fruitcakes down there in California, so it comes out a whole lot less. They're not even listed on the per capita. They're so far down, and the Virginia was number 10 at $125, so California is way below that. But California got $1.7 billion, Pennsylvania $1.1 Virginia $943 Texas $780 million. So Texas did pretty good, but per capita they weren't listed. Florida got $719 million, and Alaska $705 million. Now, of course, we had some really super important things to distribute this money to. One of them is the Fairbanks North Star Borough got nearly $2 million to relocate the district's kitchen facilities. That seems pretty important, doesn't it? The borough wants to relocate their kitchen? Wow, $2 million. Alaska Native Heritage Center in Alaska got $300,000 for its Elder Pioneer Oral History Project. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And people don't even know, normally, that all of these these colleges, I mean, if you go to that homepage, cannot believe everybody and his brother has got his hand in Uncle Sam's pocket, which means he's got his hand in your pocket if you're a taxpayer. It's just unbelievable. And Ted Stevens literally has allocated billions of dollars, not millions, billions over the years, that has never, ever been voted on. One man. Our representative, Don Young, he does good in the transportation area because he's been there since Methuselah, too. So, you know, he's been around. And, of course, the Ted Stevens, I don't know how long he's been there. He's been there ever since when I came to Alaska, way over 25 years ago. So, I don't know. Ted just, he's part of the woodwork up there. I don't know if he's ever going to leave or not. But I just find it unbelievable that we have all this money going out. And when you go to that page, that home page that they put out, I'm going to put that out over my email. I just put that out so people can go take a look. But I don't know what to tell you. Just cannot believe that our country has come to this, that all of this money by any one of these certain people in these areas can just allocate money to whomever they want to grease palms, basically. Ted Stevens greased the palms up there in Fairbanks for a good purpose, supposedly. And, of course, the mayor of Fairbanks and the minister of a church, he's under indictment now. And, of course, Ted Stevens washes his hands because his responsibility says, I brought the money, and it's up to the agencies to figure out if they're really spending it right. Somebody needs to oversee this. But that's not my problem. I want to talk a little bit about concept that is really not understood, and when you start to really understand it, is the first time it ever hit the Supreme Court of the United States was in 1792, and it's called the Heyburn case, and it was the first case ever to hit the Supreme Court in which the government, they were trying to do something very good. They were trying to, the Widows and Orphans Act. They wanted to give money to the people that had been in the war. I mean, it's a laudable issue. I mean, if people had fought and died and they lost friends or husbands or, the you know, the children are orphaned. Well, it's break time, and I'll continue with that when we get back from break.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, this is Ralph, and we're back from break. And I want to get ready to talk a little bit about Hayburn's case, because that has absolutely on-point application, and there are other, several other Supreme Court cases since that time. This is, like was said before, is after the war, and Congress in the Widows and Orphans Act, and that is on the Internet. You can go in and check the Internet. It's at OneStat325, and the people that don't understand what that means, it means volume one, and the STAT is statutes at large, and 325 is page 325. But it's all on the Internet. So anyway, the concept, and you know, it was a good concept, but it's the first time that the Supreme Court finally come out and actually said what was going on, because we just got our constitutional republic started. What Congress wanted to do was to have the justices of the Supreme Court declare who and who could not get benefits under the Widows and Orphans Act. And you can't fault, and the Supreme Court said this is absolutely a great thing you're trying to do. But herein was the problem that was exposed or delineated out then very succinctly in the problem that we have today. Because once the Supreme Court of the United States, or the Circuit Court of the United States, with the Supreme Court sitting there, one of the Supreme Court justices, declared who was going to receive this benefit, that wasn't the end of the issue. The decision then went to the Secretary of War over on the executive side. And that made the Secretary of War act as a court of errors over the decision of the Supreme Court. So we have a separation of powers problem, because when a federal, there is nothing in the Constitution, by the way, where they can reallocate wealth to the people. There's nothing in there that gives Congress the power to do this. There's nothing to prohibit Congress, because they're not a national legislature. They're sitting in the capacity of the sovereign countries known as the several states. And when they get together, they're called Congress. That's why they're not the national legislature, like we have a legislature within any of the several states. But there's nothing to prohibit them from giving money or offering money to people. But the issue was, in Hayburn's case, and that's at 2 U.S. 408, that's a 1792, not very long after our constitutional republic got started, that you could not take any decision of this, any court, and have it modified in any manner by the, quote, executive side, or even the legislative side. Then you have a problem with the separation of heirs, and they said, when we sit in that capacity, we are nothing more than mere commissioners, is what we've actually got going on today. Because the issue of, like, Social Security is a benefit, a federal benefit. You have no right to any access to any court. And, of course, back then when they first did this, they didn't have any statutes along that line. Today, they put it right out there where everyone can see it, but most people don't know it's there and don't understand the concept. Because the court said, we can't exercise judicial power if somebody else, and either the legislative or the executive, has control over our judgment. They act as a court of errors. Well, you can find this today on the internet on the Social Security system, because it is an, you make application for a federal benefit, and it's sitting in Title 42, United States Code, Section 405, and in G, you will see the only remedy is staying within the administrative side of life, which means you may or may not have a remedy. And in H, it says you have no access to, in this Title 28.13.31, which is the what's left of the courts of the United States jurisdiction, which is basically nothing. But anyway, it just says right there, you have no access to any courts of the United States for your remedy. And that is the major core problem that we're seeing today, is because we have inadvertently surrendered our citizenship and ended up over on that side. Now, this same issue came up again in 1851 in a little different type of a scenario. It was United States versus Fiera, 1851. And that had to do with treaties. There are a lot of people that think that somehow the treaty can overpower all the laws of the United States, or overpower the Constitution, doesn't constrain it. And that's not so. And in this case, this happened to be in the territory of Florida. They had judges that were supposed to act in the treaty to discern who was going to get reimbursement for different property, because we had purchased the land from Spain. And the Supreme Court held that we are no longer going to be going outside our judicial power, and that Congress cannot enlarge our judicial power. It's in the Constitution. And Congress can't enlarge it, and they can't diminish it. And what they stated is that because these judges were listed in the treaty, they were commissioners, and the Article 3 judicial power of the United States could not reach into that treaty, because Congress had said, we're going to set up judges. Then they said, okay, set them up. And after that particular Supreme Court decision, they started the Court of Claims. Because it was finally out in the open that the court would no longer participate in any of these actions of which they had no authority to exercise judicial power. It came along another case along the same issue again, is Muskrat. You will find these cases when you start getting into this corner of the world. They'll be cited over and over and over. Muskrat versus United States. That was in 1902. And they stated again, the power of the court to decide and pronounce a judgment and carry it into effect between persons and parties who bring a case before it, decision of which it can exercise judicial power. And it says here that no officer, not even the legislature, is authorized to sit as a court of error on judicial acts or opinions of this court. That was a holding back in 1902. And, of course, a more famous case that a lot of people that do a lot of research is Buckley versus Vallejo. This is a 1976 case. And I said that here that no executive or administrative duties can be imposed on judges holding office arising under Article 3. So the question becomes then, how do some of these cases end up in the courts? And it looks like we don't understand. We can prove that they're not truly exercising Article 3, but they bring in Social Security cases into the courts, all sorts of Veterans Administration cases into the courts, and they're ruling on them. And what we have not been told is that the courts, number one, are not exercising any judicial power of the United States under the authority. What they do not tell us is that the agencies, and they don't tell us who the agencies are, I'll tell you that in a minute, they don't tell us what the agencies are doing there. The agencies are like a jury in a true court of law. They're fact finders. And their facts, when they're brought into that court, unless you can discredit their facts, they stand as true. And they don't disclose that to you. So you're in there trying to fight for the truth of trying to find out where the law is. Well, guess what, folks? There is no real law of the United States, because what Congress did when they usurped the executive power, which was exposed in the 1920s, but they come right back. So how Congress usurps the executive power is they hire agents of theirs, agencies under Congress. And then they give them a statutory authority. You go and do as I say. And then what Congress does is they look at the regulations that the agency says that they're going to implement, and if Congress doesn't like it, it gets nixed. So therefore, they control what the agency does by saying, I want you to go out here and rape and pillage, but then, and this is what we want you to do. The agency comes back and says, well, we're going to do it with these regulations. Congress says, no, we're going to do it this way. They approve the regulations, and then these people, like the plague out of Egypt, come upon the land, upon us, and of course they don't divulge their statutory authority and the regulations under which they operate. And because they're agents, they hold no office. There's never been any office with powers and duties. So we don't control them. We can't fire them. And they just pound on us unmercifully. They issue just, when I'm going to talk a little bit about how, when we get into the child custody area. And they issue liens. There's no judgment. No judge. There's no place where you have the opportunity to go and actually put in true facts, because these people behind the scenes have already made up their minds on the facts. And one of the first times that this really came to light, quite a few years ago, when we were going for the due process hearing under the IRS. And I went in with a fellow, and we brought in a person to take down the transcript. And And the lady, finally, we got her in a corner, and she says, I have a folder. The facts are in this folder. You are not allowed to see the folder, nor can you modify the facts. We'll be back after the break, and I'll continue forward.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Back from break again. Anyone has any questions, be sure and call in 800-313-9443. Anyway, talking about the this problem that we have with these courts and the lack of justice, I just find it unbelievable that we've gotten this far. It just shocks the conscience when you can really start to understand what's going on. We had a case out of Dillingham where we won an appeal on the driver's license. They re-prosecuted one. We went back again. And if you go up from our, quote, Court of Appeals, which is the first level, when you go up to the Supreme Court, it's all discretionary. They don't look at the jurisdiction. They don't look at the merits. This is the same process that when you go from the Supreme Court of Alaska to the Supreme Court of the United States on the writ of certiorari since 1988, when they made it a They made a statutory writ of certiorari, and they don't look at the jurisdiction. They don't look at the merits. They just spin the bottle and see if Chief Justice Roberts says, I don't know. What do we think out there? Should we do this? Nah, I'm busy today. I don't think we'll do that, but we don't want to talk about that. And so in reality, what they have accomplished is there is no judicial branch. There is no judicial power of any of the several states, and the judicial power of the United States is sitting up there. They couldn't legislate the Supreme Court of the United States out of existence. So what they did is Congress closed the doors, and the Supreme Court went along with it, and they quit doing writs of error, declaring the law. Well, if they don't declare the law, where do we go, pray tell? And that's what they've done to our country today. There is no judicial power of any of the several states. It is not there. It's all a ruse. And when you start looking at the rules of the courts, and then when you see discretionary, and you see all these nice new names, and no writs of error, and a true writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum, I'm working on filing one into the Supreme Court, reading through the rules to see if that's left. It's not left at the district or United States District Court level. This is getting really, really scary when you understand that there is no one to declare the law. What do we do? There are no courts. And, of course, the Criminal Rule 16, the federal and Alaska Criminal Rule 16A, they put it right out there that we're not going to allow in any evidence that would disclose our illegal and unconstitutional acts. Motions in limine is another way to say it. They restrict the evidence. I mean, you just cannot believe this could be going on in this country. And all of these supposedly great law professors and people that are supposedly so intellectually capable of understanding what's going on, you don't hear this from them. Maybe they're educated beyond where anything makes any sense. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to talk just a little bit here about working with the gentleman down in Florida right now, trying to locate the cooperative agreements. Because we don't have a constitutional republic anymore, all of these agencies have memorandums of understanding or cooperative agreements. They're contracts behind the scenes. And it's how each one of them is to perform and how the monies are allocated. And there are two that are extremely important. I guess let me back up here. The real reason why this is important, if you go into these hearings with these senators and representatives or you go into a court, you're not understanding. Everybody's all contracted behind the scenes. It is a crooked card game. They all know what the outcome is going to be. They're all in on it. They're all working together by contract for money. And your family, your children, your wife, your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is the pawn. And you're funding it. And they're getting quite good at it because I saw here somebody sent me a I was checking that out. In the year 2005, $20 billion, with a B, $20 billion was in the child enforcement. $20 billion. That's about over 600 tons of money. 600 tons. And it's over 15 semi-trailer loads of money stacked clear full. If the volume would fit in there, the weight would, but whether the volume would, I don't know. So we're talking 15 or 20 semis going down the road, all stacked full of $100 bills. Unbelievable. And in this report, they were talking about over 60% of these deadbeat dads are under $10,000. $10,000 of gross income. How do you filed if you're making less than $10,000. Of course, what they do is they, that was a short segment, so we'll be back here with a longer segment after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Ralph, and we're back from break again. One of the real reasons, one of the reasons that I'm doing a talk show is to try to educate people to give you some means to understand how you've been impaled, you're hooked, you're like a fish that's got a hook in his mouth and you're in a little aquarium and you think you can see out and there's no way to win, almost impossible. You need documents, you need what's called conclusive evidence. And one of these is sitting in Title 45 CFR 303.107. 45 CFR 303.107. And it's requirements for cooperative agreements. Now, this is an agency that is mandating, this is under Children and Families Department of Health and Human Services, mandating the state must ensure that all cooperative agreements, then they go A and then we go to B, specify clear and definite terms of performance which meets federal requirements. B, specify the parties will comply with Title 4D of the Act, implementing federal regulations and any other applicable federal regulations and requirements. Now, let's stop right there. This is an agency of Congress mandating that the state shall follow all of these regulations. They're not laws of the United States. They're not laws of any of the several states. They're just these regulations that are promulgated underneath Congress's approval. And it goes on further to mandate, shall specify the financial arrangements, including budget estimates, covered expenditures, methods of determining costs, procedures for billing, 4D agency. Now remember, 4D is Social Security, which is a benefit, which is outside the Constitution. And if you think back to Hayburn, Chase, and Friera, and Muskrat, and Vallejo, there is no Article 3 judicial power under the authority of the United States to mandate any of this. So anytime the courts touch any of this, they're outside the Constitution. This is our second government that the Supreme Court ruled back at the turn of the century. We have two governments, one sitting inside the Constitution and one outside. And the one inside, folks, is there's somebody coined that phrase, it's a republic, that it's a house that nobody lives in. There's nobody home. Now, if you go to the other CFR that's extremely important for anybody that's dealing with child custody, divorce, any of these alphabet agencies, anything to do with your family, it's 45 CFR, that's Code of Federal Regulations, Section 302.34. This is unbelievable. And it's titled Cooperative Arrangements. The state plan shall provide. Now, every one of these states, these corporate states that we have, has a state plan. This is where they tell how to force to take you to driver's license, deny you passports, lien your property without going to court. All of these different things are contained in these state plans. It says the state plan shall, not may, shall provide the state to enter into written agreements for cooperative arrangements under 303.107, which I just read, with the appropriate courts, law enforcement officials, Indian tribes, or tribal organizations. Now, what did they just tell us? This is the Children and Families Department of Health and Human Services mandating, violating the separation of powers, we're going to have the court system contracting behind the scenes with the child enforcement, contracting with the law enforcement that's supposed to be on the executive side, which it isn't, contracting with the Indian tribes, which aren't even part of our country. They're supposed to be sovereign. And there's more of these because when you start looking down the whole laundry list, it's under 3.1 in all of your state plans. It'll list all of these cooperative agreements. You're going to find them with the Department of Law. They're sitting in there with a contract for performance. Guardian ad litems. The divisions of elections so they can track your voter registration. DMV so they can pull your driver's licenses. I mean, all of these, quote, separation of powers are all contracted for money, mandated by an agency. Mandated. And working in Florida right now, and the guy is not being real cooperative yet. The sheriffs down there, there are 62 sheriffs, have contracts with the clerk of the court, with the Department of Revenue, and then he started rattling off some more today, and hopefully we're going to get the first couple. So that, because I actually got some people in Florida that are starting to catch on that the whole system is loaded, totally corrupt when you go into the court. It's all over, folks. It's all about the money. All about the money. And this also goes on. It says down farther in, they shall also provide for assistance to the 4D, it's Roman numeral 4-D, agency in carrying out the program. Under matters of common concern, such arrangements may include provisions of the investigation and prosecution of fraud directly related to paternity, child and spousal support, and provisions to reimburse the courts and law enforcement officials for their assistance. Now, obviously, if we had a government under a constitution, do not their powers and duties include all of the things that the government should be doing? Because these guys are all of these agencies, the courts, the police and all these attorneys, and, because they're all sitting outside of the Constitution. They have to figure out who's going to do what to whom and how much am I going to get paid. So the sheriff has to say, well, how much do I get paid to kidnap your children? Now, of course, there are instances where there's child abuse, and absolutely, I do not deny that. But the problem is, which is so unbelievable, and I've tried to sit in and got booted out of a couple out here in Palmer, they take away parental rights with nobody sworn in with firsthand knowledge of the facts, and there's no trial by jury of our peers. They argue over money, and you get a trial by jury. They take away people's children with no trial by jury. Nobody is sworn in so that you can do it. It's everybody sitting in there with all contracts, all to make money, and your child goes away. And they pay $2,000 to $4,000 a head in America. In America, we're doing this. And, of course, the people don't know, and that's why I am trying to encourage people. Give me a call. I'll assist you. I assisted this party on the phone down there in Florida to wade through the bureaucratic baloney to get to the real source of where are the contracts. So you can prove it. Once you get it in your hands, you can prove it. It's conclusive evidence of what these people are doing. And the one in Alaska, it says right in there, in addition, this is Title VI, Other Terms and Conditions. In addition to the federal and state laws and regulations cited above, the parties agree to comply with the provisions of Title 4D. That's the court, the judge, of the Social Security Act. Implementing regulations and any other federal or state law or regulations applicable to the contents, execution, and performance or enforcement of this agreement. But it gets better. There's financial penalties, it says in B, for disallowance of federal financial participation for incurred expenses that are sustained by the child enforcement folks as a direct result of any federal audit or office reviewing the findings of inadequate performance by the court under this agreement. And the lack of that financial agreement shall be passed on to the court in an appropriate share upon receipt of official notice. So what is that saying? We have a judge. We think he's independent. We think we're going to march in there and we're going to tell him facts. We're going to get in there and testify to what's going on here with the spouse or the child or the child custody. He knows he can't go beyond what's going on because he's being paid to do something. And his, quote, judgment, just like what is going on in the Hayburn and those cases, they're acting in court of errors. Here, it's controlled by money. They don't overturn the decision that the judge made if he tries to act independent. What they do is they just take away the funds. So now, if you're out on a job and somebody's looking over your shoulder on what the job is, and they say, dig a ditch here, and you say, well, this ditch doesn't need to go there. Doesn't accomplish anything, and you dig a ditch over here. And somebody came out and said, well, I told you to dig the ditch here. It doesn't make any difference whether it is, so therefore I'm taking away your pay for today. Now, what do you think you're going to do? You're going to dig the ditch where the guy said to dig the ditch. You could care less whether it accomplishes anything because you're getting paid to do a job. Now, the judges in Alaska, back about 10 years ago when I was into the communication system, in the 15 years, we're guaranteed millionaires. 15 years retirement. In Alaska, they get an annuity fund. They don't do Social Security. Alaska is one of the only states that opted out. And these people retire with $250,000, depending on how long they've been and how much money they've been putting in, because the Social Security and their money goes in and then it's put into the market. And when they reach a certain age, they can pull it out tax-free. So the question becomes, you offered $1 million, say within 15 years, say it hasn't gone up. How many people do you think within 15 years for $1 million would sell out their countrymen? Most. Most people offered that type of money would sell out their mother. What they're doing is they're destroying the families. They're feeding children into these foster homes, of which there are so many of them. I happen to know just a couple. One is a little girl was a year old, and she'd already been abused with something that shouldn't happen until she was at least married or of age. Nothing happened. You know what they did? They moved her to another foster home. You ever see these foster parents prosecuted? Nope. I have no idea whether they're there or not anymore. And the parents look on helpless. And then they take these children and put them into homes, and you can't even find out where they are. And in this particular instance, they adopted the reason for this particular lady, because she was quite large. Because they said she couldn't change the diaper, but at some point, because of her size, she might be hazardous to her child. Can you believe that? And, of course, this has been tracked down in Alaska. There's basically one doctor that's feeding this, and there's one psychiatrist that they always want you to go to. So they paid off a doctor, and they paid off a psychiatrist, and you get into this system, and truth is irrelevant. Has no bearing. You can go in there and swear on a stack of Bibles, the hell phase is over, and nothing's going to change. They already got made up their mind what they're going to do because they're getting paid. And in this study that I got, I'll be putting out on the internet, for every dollar spent, you get $5 return. Now, what do you think would happen to a business that spends a dollar and gets $5 back? Pretty lucrative, wouldn't it be? Do you think that these people in this child custody are going to work themselves out of a job? No. I think the judge is going to give up his great retirement program. No. And when you sit in these, I've only been in a couple of them. It's such an evil force. I don't know how to describe it when you go in there. You just cannot believe what you're witnessing, that the people are so immoral that they would do this in a forum that now is partially open in Alaska. Of course, you can't mention the name of anybody, any of the children, because if you mention one name, you're gone. It's all a big secret. It's for the privacy of the child. And yet, you hear these people in there that some have never even met the parent or the child talking about it. Giving sworn testimony about what? I cannot believe that it's going on. We have basically, there's not a polite way to say it, but we have adults that are feeding children, breaking up homes, feeding them into to be sexually abused, to be beaten, to be adopted for money. And the people are sitting around here letting these children being picked off. And today, I guarantee you, almost without exception, they can grab any child they so choose and make up an excuse. They can grab anybody and prosecute you under the Internal Revenue. Just make it up. And where's your remedy? Where do you go? I can conclusively now prove that we have not one person in all of Alaska has an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States under the Supremacy Clause, the very first act of Congress as a public officer of any of the several states. Not one out of all 600,000 people. I took down articles of impeachment on 29 judges back in the year of 2000. And I had Senator Robin Taylor, which was an ex-judge, his person said, "Ralph, you're right, but we can't help you because you'd bring down the state of Alaska." I said, "Okay, well, let's do it quietly. Let's just get one at a time. Can't help you. Good luck." Senator Lyda Green wouldn't let me in her office. Can't think of the one out of Anchorage. I actually talked to him, and he said, yeah, you're right, but we're not going to do anything. What do you do? They know about it. You bring them the facts. I took down about six boxes of certified public records, 29 judges. And there wasn't one of those people out of that den of vipers down there would do one thing. Not one. What do you do? You can bring hard, conclusive evidence out in the front, and nobody moves. This starts to get really scary. Because you have no remedy. And then they wonder why occasionally some of these people that are involved with children or some of these go off the deep end, because after a while they don't understand what's going on. But the despair, I can't imagine having a child. I don't have any children myself. We'll up here. We're going to break, and we'll be back in a minute.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Talking about problem we have here with the court systems and all of this child custody. Another party had, I didn't get this, it was forwarded to me out of Texas. And, I mean, it just comes right out and states it. This is in, if anybody wants some of the Texas stuff, I can email it to them. but it's out of the Title 4D. And their child folks down there come out of Penn State. They have these associate judges that are appointed. And one of the things there is payment of allowable cost of salaries and longevity pay as permitted by this agreement for associate judges. That's in 5.2.1. They're paying their salaries. In Alaska, they just pay the court costs. They give it to the court. Of course, all this stuff goes into the big pot, and then it just gets all humble-jumbled mixed up. And then, well, we didn't really pay the judge. We had his decision checked by Region 10 Social Security or somebody else on an audit. And if we didn't like what that judge did, we took away money. But we're not really paying him. We're just looking that he does what we want him to do. Now, what kind of judges do you think the ones that do what they're supposed to do, they're the ones that's going to get these Title 4D cases? And do you think if a judge has his decision not approved, that somebody doesn't whisper in his ear and say, hey, Mr. Eric Smith, we got one out here in Palmer, despicable fellow, Judge Eric Smith, Beverly Cutler's another one, you're not doing what you need to be doing. So we can make money. How dare you look at the truth of a situation and go on justice? We've got this one. I had a fellow on here, Leon. They got around and garnished wages, levied. They didn't even have an obligor. And they have to assign an obligor. And the Department of Law says, well, we don't know who the obligor is. It doesn't make a difference. Just, Judge, you got to give us one. We got to have one so we can go after the money. And, of course, when you track the obligor back, it goes back to non-custodial parent, and then you back up one more, it's the absentee parent. I know of cases where they, quote, absentee parent has got 70% of the custody and been paying the bill. They have the child 70% of the time. You think they're absentee? Well, those people don't have the ability to research back to understand what obligor is. And, Congress is creating obligations. Supreme Court case said that. On individuals and not the citizens of the several states. I would like to have somebody tell me where Congress gets to create obligations of which I have to pay. Where is that at in the Constitution of the United States? Where is it at in the Constitution of any of the several states? That Congress is given the power to create some type of an arrangement, an obligation, of which I have access to no courts. That's Babcock and a whole bunch of other cases. Tootin. I have no remedy in the courts, and Congress is creating an obligation. Well, I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it until people understand it, is that the citizens of the United States, they created a fiction in law, and if Congress creates the fiction, Congress controls the remedy. Absolutely no different than a parent with a child at home. When you are a parent, you are sitting over the child and you can control the remedy or the lack thereof. You can give one child allowances and withhold from the other. This is exactly what Congress has done. They did it after the Civil War. And I'm going to be talking about some of those independent things here on some of the future shows to identify them. Well, that's it for today. So be sure and tune in to Wednesday at the same time, and we'll proceed forward exposing more of the truth. It's true.